This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, New York.
KC2KOO Mobile.
KC2KOO Mobile from NY1 US. Good morning.
Hey, brother, going to the monitor. How are you? What do?
Not too much. We did the 8:30 to 9 hour on the open mic net on the East Coast Requester last night. It was pretty good. I mean, you know, it's summertime and it's slow. We didn't even have 40 check-ins for the whole hour, so. But it was fun.
Oh, that's good. Did you leave it
in? Yeah, no, I didn't, because the in Rochester now they have 143.79, I hear, was back on the air and connected to East Coast, so I figured it would be redundant.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, no, it makes sense. Oh, very good. That's right. Yeah, I forgot that the 9 is back in there, so. Oh, very good, buddy. Well, that sounds good. Well, yeah, you know, summertime, it is, you know, it's tough, you know, I mean. But, sounds like, you know, you had, you know, quite a few check-ins, even though probably not a number that usual, but, very good. Oh, that's good. You had fun. If you had fun, that's all that counts.
I heard somebody say if you had fun, you won, I think. That's what I've heard before, but anyway. So, yeah, we had an interesting net. The question was, what is your favorite ham radio app? We got a lot of that interesting answers.
Oh, yeah, that famous Mr. McGee phrase right there. You have on your one, and that's so true, so. Oh, really? Okay. So, wide range of answers. Was there, remember which one happened to be the most common, or were they all over the place?
Yeah, they were pretty much all over the place. The most common, though, the one that won the night was the Echolink app.
Oh, that's very good. Very, very common, been out there for a long time, so.
Oh, very cool. That sounds good.
So you're up early this morning, got an early meeting or something?
So, yeah, actually, I just looked at the clock. I am running real early. So, no, you know what? It was one of those things where my mother-in-law stayed over. She came over to visit to watch the kids last night, and Sarah and I had some running around to do. We actually had to split up, and Liv had her kind of go, they call it, take a tour of her school type thing last night, and then Logan had a doctor's appointment and had to be two places at once, so she actually came up and hung out, you know, for a bit and stayed overnight, and her and Liv slept out there. And so when I could go down this morning, I'm like, you know what, the whole house was asleep in, and which is unusual, so for this time of morning, they're usually up and rolling, and I'm like, you know what, before I knock something over, you know, or, you know, forget that people are sleeping and make too much noise, I just kind of grabbed myself and tiptoed out of the house this morning, so that's why I'm on the road a little extra early, so, but, yeah, so other than that, we're cruising along, man, heavy dew up here this morning, everything is so mysterious what the temperature is, trying to toggle on the truck heat tree.
This is interesting. Yeah, we're 68 here today too, so, and of course the sun's just coming up, so it's kind of dim out, but not bad, so. You know, last night, talking about interference on repeaters, we even had interference on the East Coast Reflector. It was from Druk that was decided to just key up several times between transmissions.
Well, you know, unfortunately, there's people like that most everywhere out there, and, you know, on a big system like that, it's tough. Although, you know, unless you're coming in on one of the RF backbone links, you know, coming in on All-Star or IRLD or one of them, you know, probably could have dropped them off, depending on how they were coming in, but, you know, it's tough because, you know, like, why do that? You're ruining it for others.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, you have to be an administrator on their system to drop them off, and, the guys that were hosting and running that last night were not the administrators, so we had to fix around and see if anybody was available to do it, and finally someone did, but, yeah, we had his call. I was going to call him in and ask him a question.
Oh, so you actually know who was doing it?
Well, we're assuming that he had an Echolink node, so we know the Echolink node call letters of who was doing it.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, so, especially on a big system like that, too, so, but, yeah, I mean, Norm, do you think they were having a technical issue, maybe didn't realize it, or was it pretty blatant and malicious?
Yeah, we might have talked at it first, but it was definitely just ka-chunking. So, anyway, very nice, yeah, because he would do it, like, when I was talking, too, and they, because we have the Zoom room open and the guys are listening and they were telling me we can't hear you because this guy's chunking on you.
too bad. That's just too bad.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't know. If you got an issue with somebody or an issue with a group or something, you know, take it off air. I mean, if you got something to say or whatever, just handle it off air, you know. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you're not gaining anything, you know, other than, you know, causing issues and, you know, for whether it's individuals or a group, you know, that you're upset with, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, amateur radio, you know, it's camaraderie and a lot of fun, but, you know, you do a lot of that stuff, and doing that stuff, period, it just hurts the hobby all around, you know. And have something, again, if you have something against, you know, somebody or a particular group or stuff, take it up with them directly, you know, keep it off the air.
That's for sure. KC2KOO from NY1US. Yeah, that's for sure. So, and there's you just look at NetFinder or whatever and look for another net and use that one. Don't even, you know, if you don't like a net, just don't go to it, you know. Don't sign into it. Don't bother it, you know. Just let it lie. There's more than enough frequencies and nets in the world for people to find something they like.
NY1UFDT2KOO. Well, and that's the whole thing, you know. I mean, you know, whether it's up online, there's plenty of nodes and, you know, plenty of reflectors, plenty of that, plenty of this, that, the other thing. Even if it's, you know, something that you don't like locally, you know, you don't have to use their stuff. They offer system. There's plenty of, you know, plenty of other nodes, gateways, repeaters. I mean, normally, I think we know, you know, out here how quiet most of the repeaters are. I mean, back nowadays, you know, you can set up camp on a repeater and pretty much own it. You're not going to hear, you know, there's such little activity up.
Yes, I know, and that's pretty sad. It really is. Yeah, we're lucky that we have the poor nets on our system here, so keeps things interesting.
Well, and it does, you know, it adds amateur radio. They're real nice nets, and they're put on by, newer hams too, which is, you know, new people getting in and taking an interest in it and everything else, and it just gets great all around. You know, brings that camaraderie together, and that's the whole thing. So, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never quite understood when people would do jamming and stuff like that, and like I said, I still don't today, so, but that's all right, you know, I mean, things move on, we keep moving forward, so what else going on?
Yeah, I went to the online store that I have, and I set up some hoodies with the new logos on them, one for each net. So I thought that was pretty fun.
Hey, so those logos on the front of the Rancho net page for each net, did you create those? Those look really sharp. And are those new? Because I don't remember those before.
Those are new. Myself and my AI friend did it.
That's cool. That's really cool. So yeah, those look good. Now, if somebody wants to get pick those up, can they get those on the merch site too?
Yes, they can. They can. They're right on the site. You just scroll through what's there, and bingo, you'll find it.
All right, awesome, buddy. That sounds real good. How's the merch been going? Have you had anybody get anything up yet?
I have. I had one lady buy one, so buy something. So must have been a gift or a handprint.
That's really cool. So, but yeah, no, site looks real nice, man. I was fooling around on it last night, and just looks really nice, nicely organized. And I see you changed a few things around there, and it's nice, easily accessible from the main page.
Yeah, thanks. And I have it set up so that it emails people when I put an event on the calendar, but. It didn't work, and I fixed it, and for some reason it's not working again, so I think it's got something to do with the Google API that I have, so I'll have to check that out later today and see if I can fix that, because the app is working fine. It says the email is sent, but for some reason Gmail doesn't want to send it.
Gmail can be, as you know, kind of finicky about that stuff. So that's too bad, Norma. Hopefully it's something that's not too complicated there. But that can be tough. What is this guy doing? This track trailer stopping on the 190. If he doesn't know which exit to take.
Oh, very good. You know, it's interesting. You know, just turn on your GPS. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, the whole thing, I had to navigate around them here. Nothing like coming to a complete stop between exit here and, you know, in a 55-mile-an-hour zone to figure out which exit to take, and then swerve into the lane to get the exit, and then swerve back onto the 190. There we go. So, yeah, so, no, and that's...
that's the whole thing, though. I mean, just the site looks real nice, and, you know, just a great resource there, so. But what else is going on? I meant to look this morning when I was getting on the road if the 85 node, if they connected or not, but I haven't looked yet, though. I'll take a look here in a little bit and see if we're still connected.
Honestly, I haven't looked either, so. But, I'm assuming that very soon, Tommy, you'll be on here to, if it is connected.
Exactly. So, just going by the Passchenaula to Niagara Falls here. We have the outlet mall on the right, the Lando on the left. So, coming up here, working at Niagara Falls today and tomorrow. So, that should round out the week for us. But, so, other than that, trying to think of what else going on. You know, started playing with that NDR, one of the NDR softwares a little bit. I got one of those dongles, the RTL NDRs. I've had it for a long time. Finally got around to interfacing it to a laptop and just picking the FDR software. Just trying to learn a little bit about it. I never really got into them, so. And kind of got that talking, but the sensitivity on the FDR, and I figure the cheap dongle I bought is not the greatest, so. I don't know, just something to tool around with.
Absolutely. I have a cheapie somewhere in the house, so I'll have to take a look for it, and always fun to play with something new, that's for sure, so. Anyway, my oatmeal is sitting here getting cold, so I think I'm going to go to it and have my breakfast and say something to you for now, but you have a great day and be safe driving, and we'll talk to you later on KC2KOO and Y1US will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Norm. 7-3-2, enjoy your breakfast there. Best of you can, as always, and we'll catch you later. And thanks again for all the great work on the website there. It is fantastic. So we'll catch you later, buddy. 7-3. NY1US, KC2KOO.
This is the NY1US All-Star node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.
KC2KOO.